treasure, raspberry.
So basically, we created Vocabulary Voyages, which is a literacy improvement application for primary school students in Australia, and it uses fun games and quirky pirates to try and encourage primary school children to improve their literacy and spell more.
Guarantee. Ceiling.
So where did the idea come from?
So when we first started our app, we looked into NAPLAN results and saw that they kept on decreasing. And we noticed that governments kept on putting in more money into schools, and yet results kept on plateauing. So we decided to use gamification to encourage primary school students to actually want to learn.
So how many downloads would you have got from the App Store, do you know?
So our app's currently on the Google Play Store, and we've had 3,500 downloads.
That's pretty good going. What sort of response do you get from people when they've played it? What do the kids say to you?
Well, the kids think it's really fun. That's normally the thing that encourages them to play. We've had different feedback on the Play Store, and they've said like this part of the app wasn't working. That's really beneficial because we can update the app and make it better for future users.
Michelle Fitzpatrick is the Head of Technology and Enterprise at St Mary's. Tell us about how this whole thing came about.
So back in 2014, we were deciding to introduce a new elective that would be far more inclusive of new technologies that were happening. So we introduced the Creating Apps elective in Year 9 and Year 10. And then partway through 2015, we heard about the competition that was being run by the Tech Girls movement. So introduced it into our Year 9 and 10 program.
So this is our business plan. It's got our product description, potential market and research, trend research, finances, marketing, and like it describes our app.
Basically, as a part of creating apps, it's not all about just creating the app itself. It's about creating all the things around the app and setting up basically a business for yourself.
How hard is it to put an app together? Like, you've got the artwork, the coding. It must be quite an undertaking.
Well, it is, and it takes the groups probably about 4 or 5 months to fully put it together. It's not just the coding. The coding is very important, but there's the initial idea, the research into whether that idea is feasible, and then the group working together, looking at the different roles within the group to make sure that they will actually be effective, the market research, the product design, and so forth that has to be developed, as well as a live pitch. As well as a recorded pitch, as well as another video explaining how the app will work.
February. Library.
It all starts with the code, and you need a really strong idea for the actual app to take off. So when we started to learn code, it was quite tricky, and we used a platform called MIT App Inventor, and that was really good to start off with because it was just drag and drop. And then from there, we started to expand and learn new coding languages, yeah.
It all sounds like gobbledygook to me. I'm glad you know what you're doing.
Initially, when we entered the competition in 2015, the girls were competing with other teams across Australia. There weren't that many teams in Western Australia at that point in time, but in the first year, it was girls across Australia. By the time the girls went into their second year of development, they were also competing globally.
We used a table layout to do this, and we included all fun images.
When we did this, we had to use buttons and if statements to try and get the different games to work properly.
Part of the prize was for you to go to Silicon Valley. Tell us what you got up to over there.
We started off by just going around the amazing city of San Francisco, seeing the Golden Gate Bridge and the postcard houses, and then throughout the week we were involved with the Technovation World Pitch Summit. So we visited all of the large tech companies such as Google, Apple, Facebook, Microsoft and Dropbox, and they were absolutely amazing, and we got to see just what it was like to work in technology. We also got to watch the pitch night, which involved all the teams from across the world who were finalists in the Technovation competition, and they pitched their app ideas, and they were solving real-world problems, so it was really encouraging to see. And then we attended the awards night, where we also pitched our app, and I think there was over 800 attendees to that event, and we got to see the CEO of Google, He presented there and he told us that we all had a place in technology, which is really inspiring.
What was it like standing up in front of that bigger group? Was it a little bit intimidating?
Yeah, definitely. It was quite intimidating. But as we kept going, because we presented to different groups of people, it became more easy and we got more confident in ourselves and able to pitch effectively.
As a teacher, you must just be so impressed with what the girls have achieved.
Oh, it's blown me away, to be honest. The journey that we've taken over the last 2.5 years was never anything I expected. And I think that the greatest achievement on top of everything that you've heard about today would be the fact that these girls are now leaders within our school.
Hi, I'm Isabel.
Hi, I'm Gabrielle.
Now, you're a little bit younger. What year are you in?
We're in year 8.
And are you just starting on this app voyage?
Yeah, we started in the holidays when Kira ran the workshop.
So what are you looking forward to learning the most, do you think, having seen what some of these other girls have worked on?
Well, it's sort of like an insight into what the future might be like, and it's really good that we get to experience that.
Hi, I'm Deanna.
I'm Lara.
And I'm Eliza.
Why did you want to get into doing this?
I always kind of liked coding, and I never really knew how they made the apps. So I took the class in year 9, and then I carried it on to this year.
And we also think it's, like, really important for the future because, like, IT is becoming more developed, so, like, people need to know how to use it more.
I want to go into app development or computer science engineering, and I thought it was, like, a really good, like, basis to start on.
What would you say to girls out there who think, oh, you know, I don't know about this sort of thing?
Well, I think it's really important to, like, try, or at least, like, try to get into it and just see if it works for you, because IT is becoming more and more popular.
So what does the future hold for you? Is this the sort of industry you think you might both be going into?
Well, I'm really interested in doing engineering. I'm more of a hard software kind of engineer, so I think maybe I'll go into mechatronics or something like that, or aeronautical. Yeah.
Sounds like something out of Doctor Who.
What about you?
I'd love to combine computer sciences with my other passion, which is medicine, to develop new technologies to help solve problems in the medical field.
Wow. Well, I'm hoping in a few years' time I can come back and re-interview about some breakthrough you've developed. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.